What's going on, man? This your main man, Motor City Mike Monster, Detroit Gannon. I want to welcome y'all to the second podcast of the day, the Bad Husband Podcast, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, motherfucker. Clap your hands, be happy and shit. Not you, motherfucker, y'all here. That's not what I meant. I meant other people. Okay, look, you selfish. You won't even get other people a chance.
Cool.
Look, look, looking like Peter, you hit the whole bottle. You hit that like, you hit that like a 40. You hit the, you was like,
I'm about to say the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, so listen, we got a special edition, man. I had a couple on earlier, which was my brother and his girlfriend. And the episode before this was called, She Didn't Do Any Hard Drugs With You. So the end was, so I don't know why you so retarded. Because my brother was just saying dumbass shit in front of his woman sitting here that you just don't fucking say in front of your woman. And he didn't know no better. He didn't have a big brother for a few years, so I guess that's everybody's fault. He's a dummy. But anyway, there's just some stuff that you don't say in front of your woman. Like, we'll start off with that, okay? We have a whole segment. I have a line of questions, but from one man to another right now, we're 2-2. It is two women, two men in here, and some babies that just walked in on a tricycle with. But it's cool. We're going to keep this rolling. So, my question to you is this. Do you believe that there are certain things that you just don't say in front of your woman? As a man.
I feel like it shouldn't be. I feel like you should be able to say whatever you want to say in front of your woman. But it's also things that you would like to say that will also make you feel like, nah, I shouldn't say that in front of my woman. I don't know how it will make her feel.
And you should think about stuff like that. You're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you say anything. And it's the other way around, too. You know, she's not supposed to say certain things. She's supposed to think about the things she said before. But I feel like there is certain things that you just don't say in front of your wife. Okay. And I feel like there's, if you got real friends, you once, hello, welcome back to an episode, a reoccurring motherfucking guest. So, but you once said something about, you know, the marriage situation and having married friends. Are you having these conversations with married people? Because when you're with single people and you're married, shit ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? They views are not your views. That's why they're single. Okay, like I had a full conversation with somebody about why people are single. No, that's why. You know what I'm saying? I'm not changing nothing. That's why you're single. That's why you're gonna stay single for a long, long, a long time. You know what I'm saying? If you don't tighten up and get your life together.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you that because I'm single. I don't even know what you was talking about, but I wanna ask why.
So listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, sir. Say hi to everybody. You're on the podcast. You're on the show. You gonna say hi at least? They can't hear you, baby. Like, they can. Okay, well, anyway, we're gonna go back. Baby, go in the room. And I'm definitely keeping all this footage. I'd really do this. You're a single man. Mm-hmm. And this is why she asked that question. Because from somebody who has ever, and now I understand more, because today you explained about a 5-year thing. So, I understand more. That counts. You know what I'm saying? 5 years.
Hell yeah, that's long.
5 years is a section of your life.
Big job.
Like, you can make kids repeatedly in 5 years.
Yeah.
You can have four kids in 5 years type shit. You know what I'm saying? So life can change
that,
with that.
Hey, honestly, you can have 5 kids in 5 years.
If you're doing it wrong, you damn sure can. You can have too many. But what I'm saying, like, I'm trying to just be nice to niggas.
Yeah.
But the truth of the fact, I'm trying because these niggas be having 12 kids and I don't be understanding.
Hey,
how the fuck are you feeding 12 kids?
Something.
You can't be a good dad. Don't tell me you're a good dad and you got 12 kids.
Hey, the Brady Bunch.
I know.
Them niggas so dope. They had to.
Them
niggas so dope. They had to. Marsha was cutting the dope. She was making sure the kids was out the house before the shit happened.
She was the one
and then that
it.
Shit was breaking bad. Nigga, what the fuck did you talk about?
He had the plug. He had the money to get it. And she was the one that was cooking it.
Nigga, Christmas?
She was cooking it.
Wait a minute. On Christmas? Sir, you got four and I got four. We're selling dope. It's got to be something going on.
She was cooking it.
I got to be whipping. This nigga was flipping.
He brought it like in. She cooked it.
Don't worry. It's probably my job being a terror. So, but the truth of the matter is, that's the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because realistically, you can't take care of all them motherfucking kids. Have you ever bought 12 pair of shoes at one time? What are you, a rapper?
No.
You have entourage?
No.
12 pair of shoes? It's Christmas. Wait a minute. It's Christmas, sir. You got 12 kids. What are you doing? Sell crack.
If it's good enough, you might have
12 kids too. Yeah. But what I was about to say is, I done bought 5 pairs of shoes. You hear me? Listen. Listen, bro. Hear me out. 5 pairs
of
shoes.
I'm definitely listening.
2 shoes for my son, 2 shoes for my daughter. And then I bought a pair of shoes for me. And then I went back and bought another pair of shoes for me. That's 6 pairs of shoes altogether. But no, I'm not a, you know, famous rapper, but I'm a rapper.
Let me tell you something. When I say that, I mean with your 50 cent, nigga. Like, I'm not sitting there, y'all. Your royalty's 50,000. No. The motherfucker, 6 pairs of shoes. I don't give a damn if you're not 50 cent, okay?
So let's reflect on you having 12 kids, if it was good enough. If it was.
Let me tell you something. If it was, listen, straight drop. It was good. Listen, on the straight drop side, it's never uncovered. You'll never see the actual. Hey.
But that's not true, because you have one already. So at some point, you're going to take the umbrella off, and you're going to live your life.
Yeah, it's got to be
and
no longer
really good.
Was
really
it an accident? Was that was that broken?
No.
Was it broken?
Hell no.
I love this shit, because listen.
No.
Was it broken?
I love discussing me.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. Until my 30s. And that was the biggest fear. Hold on, wait, it's leading up. It's a build.
Nothing.
To my 30s. Sir, I was scared to death to have the wrong baby mama. Now, the biggest man fear on the planet is to knock somebody up that you never... What? If there is no strap, I have walked away from some man. Because I ain't no strap.
I'm about to answer a question, you know, the same thing. Boom. It wasn't nothing.
Good job. Right on time.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
And here.
It's all type of shit. Hey, listen. Welcome to the episode of the Bad Husband Podcast. This is number 2. So say hi.
Hi, okay, everybody.
For those that don't know, well, y'all know, a reoccurring guest is a motherfucking wife.
Okay.
And this is a great ass conversation. You walked in right on time.
So what was I supposed to,
damn, I know you fucked threw it me up. Off. You but you had a good ass question.
No, you threw me off. And I heard the door, and I looked behind me.
So you got nervous, you fucked your whole life up. Yes. Now reiterate on that part.
Mommy. Repeat the question.
Yes.
How do you know? I don't even know if that was a question.
Because we were talking about 12 kids.
How do you know? Something about 12 kids.
Good enough. Then you might have your own 12 kids if it's good enough.
No shit, no. Because listen, the biggest fear ever on the planet for a person like me was having the wrong baby mama. That is the worst shit ever. There is nothing worse than having somebody that don't understand what the hell you talking about and don't even care.
But you don't know that.
Question.
You don't know that.
Yes, right, yes, definitely.
But no, I'm about to ask you this.
And then you said, this is where you was back.
Yeah, boom. How do you know that? Because want to know something? How is that your biggest fear?
Used to be. Yeah, this is a long time ago. This is long.
Before you had, this is a long time ago.
Okay.
Boom. Back to the same thing. It's still low-key your biggest fear?
Now?
If you were to have another one.
Shit, no. I am, listen, at a certain point, because I was just...
Giant fear. I'm not crazy.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. But, you know,
yes, that's what we would be talking about. And since we're talking about that, then shit, no.
Okay.
And this is why, though. Okay. This is why. Boy, I know shit going on. Y'all don't have time for that.
Okay.
Sir, I thought about a vasectomy. What the fuck are you talking about? You can snip these nuts. I don't get what you're talking about. I don't want to.
Let me ask you a brand new ass question then.
Okay.
What are people's thoughts, or what would y'all thoughts be on married couples who protect themselves during sex?
Smart people. Because the truth is, and this is what I've always felt, the average person that has a kid doesn't mean to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's a sad fact. It's a fucked up statistic, but it is a statistic that most people that are born are not supposed to be. I am the product of 2 virgins. They first time, boom, here the fuck I go.
I ain't gonna
say the purest, hold on, wait, the purest, cutest shit, but now you got a kid. You know what I'm saying? So most people don't plan for that. So if you are married, and let's say you have kids or you don't have kids, and you strapping up, well, good. That means y'all planning for y'all kid.
Mm-hmm. But what about a woman taking birth control and a man not using a condom?
Even because she's already taking birth control. And here's what you have to...
No.
But here's what you have to understand. In that fashion, if it's like that...
You're trying to order pizza.
You are? Okay, well, order me 2 doubles. Now get up out of here before I can beat you up. So if in that fashion, if we're talking about like a woman that...
You heard what that man said.
Well, I hope he does it. He better get a job. That's what he needs to do, okay? But so let's just say you're taking birth control and I'm still wearing a condom. Well, there can be 2 different variations of that. But if we're going to the, just don't trust your ass, then we can just get down to that.
But if you're married...
And you don't trust a motherfucker. Listen, you supposed to protect yourself if you don't trust a motherfucker. I don't care if it's with a condom or a gun.
I got both.
There you go. Because if you don't trust a motherfucker, it's to... And my, this is my wallet here. Ask me what's in that motherfucker. Now, it might be the dustiest condom on the planet because it's been a while now, okay? But what I'm saying is, hey, man, you supposed to protect yourself at all times. That's what boxers tell you. Any trainer, any good-ass trainer, you protect yourself at all times.
Okay, 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 boom.
And that was said in front of my wife, nigga.
What about, you know, the people that started off with condoms and then, you know, they grew out of it?
First of all, how the fuck do you grow out of condoms?
Because y'all been fucking around for so long.
You took them one pills on the site. You dropped your shit.
No, y'all, do you want to have a child?
Who the fuck has that conversation?
I did.
I know. You are a small percentage.
No.
Nobody has that conversation.
I did.
What I'm saying is, when I say nobody,
I did.
I'm talking about of the population.
Yeah,
of
I know what you're talking about.
There's a small percentage of people that actually care. But wait, even care about that conversation.
Yeah. Because I had to ask her. I had to ask her, and I ain't going to lie, we're in the
middle of the moment. You a real considerate motherfucker.
Yeah.
You are perfect for this show.
Yeah. I'm talking about we're in it. Boom. I asked her. I said, would you have my baby? She said, yeah. I said, you want to make it tonight? She said, we can try.
Okay, wait, now I got questions. Were you already smashing?
Already smashed?
That's why I said anything if you already smashing. No. Yes, that I will fly that helicopter. Hey, I will fly the shit out that helicopter. They gonna say, what are you talking about? If a
nigga doing it. I'm about to ask this. Have you ever been through a situation like that?
Go ahead, lie. Ooh, it's on record.
I need you to repeat.
Okay, here's the...
Boom. Your man and you, whoever you... I'm talking about smashing for, you know,
do
for
you say stuff years. While somebody's smashing?
No.
Do you agree? Yes, it is. Do you agree with things when you getting it just right? Because if you was doing your job, nigga, she'll tell you she'll fly a helicopter. What are you talking about?
Have you ever been in a position
where a nigga was saying something to you while you getting it, okay? And you was like, yes. And
if a nigga hit you was right now, I'm talking about hitting him right now.
Look, for the people who didn't catch that. She's nodding like a motherfucker.
It's the heat of the moment.
Absolutely.
It wasn't even the heat of the moment.
But wait a minute.
It wasn't.
For you.
It wasn't.
Sir, that means you was ringing the bell, my nigga. You was high five because you was already winning. Know when you win. Okay,
fuck
listen.
Up, bro. No,
I am the best you. I'm the best shit ever in your life. Just keep doing that.
No.
Yes. You know how many people have sex and say I love you and they just met that person?
I'm talking about a whole conversation, bro.
You're supposed to have a whole
conversation. We had a whole conversation. We started off with the foreplay. Basically, what I'm saying, we started off talking about the child.
Had you ever had sex with her before?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So listen, this is also the same thing. Sir, whatever you did the last time, she was like, yes, nigga, we can do whatever you're talking about. Are you ready? I'm talking
about. She was like, so are you saying you're probably at me? Shut up. Silent. Have you ever had sex
and
talked to somebody before? Like, I'm about to do this. This is about to happen. This is going down.
Yeah. The narrative. Listen, the narratives are great.
This is what I like to do or whatever. Whatever.
If you do.
I done that before.
I don't have a real deep voice. You know, like, I'll be on my lightweight beard, but hey.
What I'm saying is, I had that conversation before we even did it. You get what I'm saying?
They be lying.
What?
I'm going to try this again. They be lying.
No.
If whatever you did the last time was that great, sir, she'll tell you the next time that if you do that again, I will fly this helicopter.
How about you?
What you think? I think what he's saying
is... He in love. I know.
No, listen. I think what he's trying to say is they already had the conversation previously before they said... The first time. And then they talked about it. Did you have that conversation
before the first time?
Yes. I don't believe that.
We had three conversations about it. Not that. We had three conversations about it.
What was the first one?
First conversation, when I first met her, I said, would you like kids? You feel me?
Okay.
Would you, brother, you know.
Is this before or after?
Before.
Before you touched it? Before you ever did? Okay, so what was it? So the next one, obviously, was after. It was after, right?
It was like, shit, I want a kid, we'll do a whoop.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear her point of view. You feel me?
But was it after?
No. What? This is when we get, you know, finger fucking and shit like that. That's when I get to touch
you. Okay, wait, hold on. Sir, this is a respectable show.
I'm sorry.
You were hand fondling shit.
I was rumbling.
You were trying to find your way.
The third conversation, we was in action.
Okay.
We was in action. I'm like, would you have my child? She said, yeah. But we was already together for 4 years.
So has a woman ever said that to you? Has, like, a woman ever, like, reversed that on you?
What, asked me to have her child?
Shit like that?
No.
Have you ever told a woman that said, like, damn, I can see you. I want to have your baby. And you'd be like... Yeah, sure. And then you smash and then dash and poor thing. You ain't never had a stopper.
No.
You
know, I had one. I done had stoppers. I just ain't had that.
You done had that type of conversation.
I done had listen. You wanna talk about stoppers? I done been with a female.
Okay, I don't mean literal star. I don't want to get into that. Listen, niggas might have restraining orders and shit. I don't want this to be the show where you expose.
I'm talking about when I mean by stalker, like you leave a female alone and she still pop up at your mama's house and still try to be cool with your family.
I had that one before her name was Nisha. That shit was
you
fucked
feel me?
Up.
Trying to be cool with your family just to be around
me. I was very upset with my mother because,
no.
You said who?
I guess a lot of people are
stalkers. Yes! That motherfucker stalker. She lying like a motherfucker. That nigga stalker.
I have never showed up at your mama's house.
You didn't show up at my house.
What?
That was your house. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
When I was with my ex-wife.
I didn't even know you were there. Yes. I showed up over there.
And you know what I learned after that?
Why you from over there?
Don't tell no lies.
Somebody was like, hey, he live right there. And I'm like, I'm about to go there.
But I'm going to tell y'all with some cold shit.
So why not?
The ex-wife opened the door and said it's for you. She didn't make no fuss because I don't do that. I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? But so now that we all here, this is great. This is the perfect subject to fuck everybody up. Yes, you're going to need to hold that phone, son.
All right.
So I have subjects. I got real topics that I want to talk about.
Bad sex buddies. Shit. Talk about that.
Is that on the list?
If you're single, how about bad sex buddies?
That's inappropriate
okay,
right now.
Because, hold on, wait. First of all, we have been very rude.
I'm sorry.
So, hello, your name is? That's how niggas be when you put them in the flower set. So, don't whisper nothing to me on the show. No, your name is. Introduce yourself. Because I did say we had guests. Introduce yourself. And both of the boys on the phone, like, they trapping, like, I got the hookup. Look at these.
Tell them, Bree.
And your name is?
Tell them.
No, you're right. No, it's okay. Like, we're not on the show.
I'm Bree. I'm
We're not on a show or nothing.
I thought I was on okay. camera. So I'm like,
my name is Young Money.
That, okay, we know your name, Young Money. That's not what I say. Everybody know your name, Young Money. Nigga, all I'm saying is we have three women here now, and this is the perfect podcast for this.
Look at her face.
Are you ever going to say something?
Okay.
What's your mama call you? Shit.
You want to add to the conversation.
Something, right? Say anything.
Because you can hear it is that. Yeah.
Okay, we gonna call you.
Gotcha,
Brianna. There you go.
Right, damn, right. Nigga. All right, Brianna. Like, don't y'all listen. It costs me any more than that. Like this for free, and it costs me any more than that. That's how we gonna make up for that. If this nigga, look, she's exclusive. She don't like to talk to people. Nigga said.
Indeed.
Brianna, nigga. All right, then. Okay. So,
Bree.
On the Bad Husband Podcast, we have real topics, and I have one. Is this nigga really on the phone in the middle of the show? Did you really get on the phone on the show? You do know we recording, right?
Right.
And now that was Young Money. Now you can introduce yourself, fuck ass nigga, while we on the mic.
Alright. I've talked to you on the podcast.
Check
it out.
Ass.
He was
but it's okay, because he just cussed niggas out last week about that shit.
Predictors.
Predictability.
So.
First
topic
is this.
Look at this man. Anunnaki. We'll do that later. Alright,
well, what's the question?
Now you want to talk, nigga. It took you 12 minutes to say your name. Now you want to be all excited about this shit. So what we talking about for real? Where you been? Like, all right.
Brianna Bribri.
Okay. This topic is going to be a general topic. Because I can say that I don't really do this. This nigga. Here we go. And we coming around to you.
In effect, great.
So the question is this. Have you ever been through your spouse's phone or social media?
Yep.
I done been through a phone, I ain't been through a social media.
I've been through a phone
with you and watch out. Yeah, I ain't been through the social media part.
Because this is what makes it a
spouse.
So you said, huh?
I've been through a phone.
You been through who phones? You tried to just go through the phone and shit. That ain't your shit. All right, so what I'm saying is, so why did you go through?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You need some help, babe?
Nah, you gotta say that so the people can hear you. Like
she said she admitted. She said she
was. I was being insecure.
Oh, okay.
At that time, I didn't feel like he was being honest with me, so I took it upon myself to go through his
city. Okay.
I don't feel okay. Sure.
Hold on now, we ain't got to. I'm about to say, we ain't got to. Oh, yeah, I think that's an awesome name. I'm about to say, wait a minute, we ain't got to drop my name. Okay, so.
Ask me about Matt.
Hold on, because we going around. So,
okay, look, she can't wait.
I said, so like, you said, yeah, me.
Thank you.
So, okay. I said, so,
wow.
I
said, I'm nosy.
Get to it. Let's see what you got.
So, that's really just what it is. So, somebody, what's up? Have you ever been through your spouse's phone or social media?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, and I just met somebody that went through my phone and I was sleeping. They used
that's
my phone.
That's what you get. It's called karma. You see the balance shifts? Like, okay, so great.
Hey, nigga, you ain't never been through that though.
Who?
Talking about nigga, you just met a person, bro. I'm talking about just met a person.
No, I don't just
went
meet
and went and kicked it with a person. You know,
hey, all the way, nah, because you got to
sleep, bro. He tried to your phone gets a ring and she can't get in your phone. She can't answer it.
Nah, you missing it. How long? Now, come on, Greg. So, Greg, have you ever been through my phone? Like, have you went through your spouse's or your significant other's phone? Or
Greg don't look like he do that type shit.
Yeah, right. Dude, he sang all the time. He got to. That's where the sang came from.
I have. It was in retaliation.
Oh, you go.
Hey, I've done that.
Retaliation.
I've done that.
Phone shuffle.
I will definitely. Okay,
yeah,
so
I've done that. That is, oh, you want to
I believe everybody has done that, though.
Okay. Why would you do that? Like, what?
That is not weird.
You
said
it rest for court, but
it's retaliation.
Oh, you go to my phone or to your phone.
That was definitely.
We had a mutual agreement all the way up until.
We don't do the phone game, like.
Right, so I had to run. What
makes
you
wanna? Right, right, because you know what they say. Yeah, with your accusing ass.
Right.
Well, let me see what's in your phone, listen.
And I'll be damned.
I got another one to that. So Cammy, it's on you. And right as I was switching to you, you was looking at Doritos or something, weirdo. Fuck, I saw the whole thing. You know what the fuck is it? I gotta stay focused.
Hold on.
My bad.
Let me catch you. You gotta stay focused. This be a new segment. Well, I'll be damned. You get a sound effect. This is
I love ideas. We can always add things.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, why'd you go through? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, listen, now, it's recording as we speak, so I'm going to understand what you're saying later when we talk this shit. Look, so now that it's already recorded, motherfucker, we'll never lose it. It's like we are really on this shit. So, have you... Oh, well, thank you. You shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did. Alright, there you go. So,
it's the last one.
Have you ever... You lying. Have you ever...
So retaliation.
Went through your people.
You be like, oh, we're doing the same thing.
Social media. That's how it goes. Like, well, social media or phone or...
Or not
a
heavy or...
One time in my whole life.
One time?
Twice. The first time I bullied...
Okay.
Oh, motherfucker, let us tell us. Come on.
Twice. The first time I bullied that nigga. And just showing me his shit. And all right then and there, so we both looking at the same damn time. The second time, I went through it behind his back and I seen a lot of shit that blew my mind. He called me Clifton.
So
that
was one.
Okay,
so you was already.
Hold on, man. Listen, wait. I got this. I got a question. I got shit questions for us.
He was talking shit to me.
Oh.
To his friend.
But like y'all do about us. Because
me and my best friend, he asked to go through my phone one day. And I told him no.
Your best friend?
My dude, my ex.
Oh, yeah.
He
went
straight to my ex.
That's why
he
your ex? Is that why?
Because he
we'll do that.
He didn't care about another dude. He cared about me and my best friend's conversation. To see what we would.
Mm-hmm. Well, good thing I'm married to my best friend. In a bit, I'm going to go get my butt.
Because the truth is, she knows all my conversations. Because hell, I'm just that.
Best friends, man.
I'm just that fucked up.
And I feel like, hey, and can I say something about that?
I feel like best friends should never do anything together.
Best friends should never do anything together, as far as like sexually wise. Daddy,
I like you. That makes no sense. But you made no sense.
Want to know why?
I bet you better put it back.
Sooner or later, you're gonna fuck up your friendship.
I mean, anything.
Yeah, I swear to God, sooner or later, you'll fuck up your friendship.
You wasn't supposed to stop. You supposed to
keep going.
Nah, for real. Sooner or later, you're going to mess up your friendship.
I think you're shooting your shot, bro.
You being a best friend with somebody, right? When y'all became best friends, was y'all doing anything? Was y'all doing anything when y'all was best? When y'all became best friends?
I can actually tell you how we became best friends.
Was y'all doing anything like sexually wise before y'all came best friends?
No, because when I met her, I was a virgin.
Okay, that's good. That's good. But you see where y'all did what y'all did? You ever fuck up or she ever fuck up with you? Y'all would never be best friends again, and y'all ain't even gonna want a kid no more.
That's a lie. That means it's an excuse. No.
I can honestly tell you that this is a lie.
Hold on, wait. Because I can honestly say that this is the truth. That is a false lie.
Let me tell you something, man.
There's a difference. See, the problem is people think the people that love them really love them. Most people think that everything a motherfucker say is really what it is. I love you. I want to hang your baby. All that bullshit and niggas be believing that shit. But the truth is you have to know the person. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I say teenager, I mean little bitties. You know what I'm saying? Okay. On to now. No. We have been through all types of shit. I'm not from here. I have left the state 3 times or something. Okay. I've left the state 3 times and popped back up in 2 years. Mommy, like, hey, how you doing?
I didn't know you had a son, but go in there and run.
Okay, yeah, thank you. You better not have a son. You better pay child support.
Shut up, bro.
He won't be no bum in this house. Okay, now. Don't get back in there before I beat you up. Thank you.
I hear what you're
okay,
saying.
Okay, so no, but this is the truth, and I can say this in front of her. The honest... you could also round the corner and get into the conversation, weirdo. You just drew the whole conversation with. But, no, you know what I'm saying? And I can say that in front of her because the friendship is really what... And it's the gayest, most cliche shit that you could ever hear in your life. You should be friends first. Yeah, I kind of want to fuck her, like, and that's normally like, how we think, you know what I'm saying, but the truth is, when you friends with somebody first, man, hey, Our problem is we know each other's everything.
Right. And now you can.
I know how you are. Yeah. I'll never underestimate anything you're talking about.
Right.
You know how I am. So you will never underestimate anything I'm talking about.
If you throw that motherfucker, I ain't gonna say no.
My wife,
I ain't about to say all that.
I'm gonna tell you the craziest part. I was sitting here last weekend. We did the same thing last weekend, okay? And this is why I went over there. Do y'all know after? Okay, now three times me, you got corona. You gotta get out. Here we are, establishing this. No mask, no anything. But I'm gonna tell you the craziest part. I was sitting here with her last weekend, and everybody was coming and going like we was talking about last week. Mm-hmm. And we were just sitting here.
Hey, hold on, time out. Can I stop that?
And say,
you allow her to smoke in here with the kids, and you kick us out.
They're in there.
But you kick us out. What did you say?
But I'm the wife.
That's my wife.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
I understand that. But still,
she got a gun.
Right.
Gonna hit that next.
No.
She got a gun. I ain't worried about nobody else shooting me. I know she'll shoot me.
Anybody got an extra
minute? I gotta go out to smoke my cigarette still,
We gonna do this on the show?
Cause she right here.
Okay, so listen. With that, we're gonna take a small intermission. And since you've been sitting here for so long, acting like you got stuff to say, you gonna be the first one to go.
Yes. Go to the commercial, Bri.
Hey, matter of fact, it's called the chamber chair. If you ain't said nothing, you got to sit in the chamber chair.
No, wait, what am I supposed to say?
I know, and that's all you had to say. And with that, we're going to take a brief and we'll be right back. Let's get it.